This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Last time we talked, the Red Sox were just about to announce or introduce their new manager for 2018, Alex Cora. Of course, now they have done that, and there's some additions to the coaching staff. But, Andy, put all that into some context for us.
Oh, yes. Last Monday, Bill, Alex Cora was introduced as the 47th manager in Red Sox team history, also the first minority manager in history. And then he wrapped up his coaching staff by naming Dana Lavangi as pitching coach. Lavangi's been in the Sox bullpen as a coach, catching instructor as well, for the last 5 years. He's been with the team since the early 90s when he was a prospect in the organization. So the coaching staff now set. Now the attention turns to the off-season moves. What will Dave Dombrowski do to improve the team, whether trades or some free agent moves, we'll have to see. So it's officially isn't the Major League Baseball general manager's meeting. They begin in Orlando today, so we'll have to see if any rumors come out of there. But some stuff already brewing, and also this week it's the week of giving out awards in Major League Baseball, and a couple Red Sox players are in the running. Tonight will be named the American League Rookie of the Year, Andrew Benintendi, one of the three finalists. And then Chris Sale on Wednesday is one of the three finalists for the AL Cy Young Award.
Nice. Now, speaking about moves for the Red Sox, is it telling that the Red Sox declined to offer Moreland a contract?
Yeah, the Red Sox declined the $17.4 million qualifying offer on first baseman Mitch Moreland. That means he is now a free agent, available to sign with any other team. He had a one-year deal with the Red Sox this past season at $5 million. That move there, obviously the Red Sox, either if they have to, they could bring back Moreland at a reduced rate from the $17.4 million, but odds are they're trying to get a more established power-hitting first baseman, such as a Jose Abreu in a trade from the White Sox. They're even looking at possibly free agent first baseman Eric Hosmer of the Kansas City Royals. Obviously, Hosmer is not a big power hitter. He could give you 20 to 25 home runs in a good season, but he's always a guy batting up near 300 and also an outstanding defensive first baseman.
But all that's useful. Well, let's go through the Red Sox by the days. And Mookie Betts and Jerry Remy back in the news a little bit.
Yep, over the last week on Tuesday, Mookie Betts won his second straight Gold Glove in right field. And the same day, Sox broadcaster Jerry Remy says he is feeling better after surgery and chemotherapy on his lung. Radiation treatments are next, but he says he'll be back in the booth for spring training. So we're hoping Jerry all the best in his recovery and looking forward to hearing him in the booth down in Fort Myers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's run through some of the other baseball notes, and we also have Major League Baseball notes coming up as well.
Well, one other note, when we go back to the Red Sox, we want to mention back on Wednesday, Red Sox top catching prospect, 17-year-old Daniel Flores, passed away from complications from cancer. Flores, from Venezuela, was receiving treatment in a Boston hospital. It was an unspecified form of cancer at this time, but obviously that's a big hit to the organization. And it was something that no one really saw coming. It was kind of a shock to everyone's system. They thought he'd be going through treatments and would be fine, but unfortunately, the worst happened in that situation, so that's kind of some tough news coming out of the Red Sox camp last week. Some other news to report involving the Red Sox. Giancarlo Stanton, we talk about some players that Dave Dombrowski could either trade for. He's one of the players that are already talking about preliminary talks in a trade involving the Marlins outfielder. He had over 50 home runs this past year, finishing with 58. He would obviously bring that big power-handed, right-handed hitter that we need in the Red Sox lineup. So we'll have to see if that all comes to fruition. And also, yesterday came out that the Giants are interested in trading for outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr.
Oh, wow. You know, I know that Steve Krause in the item wrote a column, I think it was today, on Flores and kind of compared it to Harry Agganis, the Golden Greek, who passed away many, many years ago. If I get a chance, I'll try to link to that on this post here in just a few moments. Andy, any other injury updates for the team?
Well, pitcher Stephen Wright says he's going to be ready for spring training after recovering from knee surgery. He hopes to battle for a spot in the rotation. So we'll see how that all plays out in the offseason.
Okay. And Major League Baseball notes, you must have a bunch here.
We have a few out there for you. Earlier last week, Louis Tiant, Don Mattingly, Dale Murphy, Jack Morris, Tommy John, Ted Simmons, Dave Parker, Alan Trammell, Steve Garvey, and Marvin Miller all named to the Modern Era ballot for Hall of Fame inductions. The voting is going to take place on December 10th at the Winter Meetings. That's done by a committee of 16 Hall of Famer, executive, and media members. You need 75% of the vote to get into the Hall of Fame in this ballot. So everyone in Red Sox Nation obviously rooting for Louis Tiant. Also last week, some extremely sad news. You talk about Daniel Flores for the Red Sox, former Major League pitcher Roy Halladay, 16 years with the Blue Jays and Phillies, died in a plane crash off the coast of St. Petersburg at the age of 40. Halladay was an 8-time All-Star, won the Cy Young Award in both leagues, had 203 career wins.
Mm-hmm. managerial news around the major leagues. Red Sox are set, but there are other some teams that are still working on their managers, right?
Well, and that one team is the New York Yankees. They've interviewed two candidates for the big position, Aaron Boone, former third baseman for the team, and then former Red Sox catcher Eric Wedge has now interviewed for the position as well. Seems like this managerial position is going to drag out for a bit. Brian Cashman doesn't seem to be in any rush to name his manager, so we'll see how that all plays out. And the Marlins did announce at the end of last week that Don Mattingly will be back in the dugout for the 2018 season.
Well, I guess it'll be very interesting to see what moves the Red Sox. Will teams be able to make moves now at these meetings? Sometimes there's little time limits. They have to wait a while. Or what's the deal?
Well, really, once the World Series ends, teams are free and clear to make some moves and do whatever they have to do. So the GM meetings that take place this week, that's more or less the meetings that teams kind of meet, say, how you doing? You interested in doing something? Maybe we'll talk later. A deal could happen in the next few days at these meetings, but most, generally it doesn't happen at the GM meetings. Everything all waits for the big winter meetings down in Orlando this year, and that's going to get everyone all excited. These are the big announcements are made there, but we'll definitely see a lot of rumors floating in the papers in the upcoming weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah. Andy, anything else to share with us?
Well, one final note that we'll mention before we get off for this week is that Mookie Betts was in the news yesterday. Mookie bowled a perfect 300 game in the qualifying round for the World Series of Bowling last night in Reno, Nevada. So not only does he grab a second straight gold glove in the past week, he also bowls a perfect 300 game. Life is pretty good in Mookie Betts land.
Wow, unbelievable. Mookie bowling a 300, huh?
Star right in our graphs.
Yeah, there you go. Multi-sport talent, Mookie Betts.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to see him on skates, though. There you go.
Try that next.
Yeah, Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.